All right, it is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community because it does impact our community as the Trump administration gives schools a deadline to end DEI programs or risk losing federal money. And then Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe has eliminated DEI programs in state agencies. Last election was CRT. This time, the DEI is the magic word. And looking at the comments on social media, I don't think everybody quite understands it. So let's go to the source. Tanisha Goshon Brown, who is a certified HR professional, breaking down DEI. How you doing today, sis?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. First of all, Tanisha, I want to ask you, the biggest misconception is that DEI, which means diversity, equity, and inclusion, simply means I got to fill in this spot with somebody that's female, black, brown, whatever, and like they don't have the merit. They just taking up a spot. And that's a negative connotation because what you're saying is to me is do these people going to colleges, these Ivy League schools didn't have the talent and were picked off race, and that's not the case. So what is the actual DEI and the purpose of it?
You know, the purpose of DE&I is really, especially from an HR perspective, is to create an inclusive workplace, to create opportunities for people and give people a chance to compete, right? And so what people fail to realize as it relates to diversity, equity, and inclusion is that when you eliminate these programs, you're also eliminating accommodations, right? And so you're also eliminating, the importance of cultural sensitivity, but also diverse learning needs, right? Not everybody learns the same. So you need an environment where an organization can support those who learn differently, schools, education, so forth and so on, but then also just reasonable accommodations, right? Mm-hmm. So simple things like accessibility for like wheelchair ramps, elevators, right? Like all of these things are a part of DE&I, right? And so the unfortunate thing is that people just realize, you know, are just thinking, oh, DE&I, black, white, people of color, and all of these buzz terms. And it's just simply not. We also have to realize that it's about competence, right? And so you're talking about merit-based and competence and all of these different types of things that they are trying to eliminate. But at the end of the day, you are going to disrupt the workforce with being able to, one, again, compete with other people. But then number two, the level of engagement and culture within organizations. It's just super important. And that's the part that I think people fail to realize.
And there are a lot of people, now we do know people have bias, whether conscious or not, which is why it's important to have programs in place that provide opportunities for people. And when we talk about equity and access and people with learning different, you could have somebody who's on the spectrum of autism. One of my friends, her son can get hired at a store. He was verbal, but he was on the spectrum. And I was like, so why ain't y'all suing them? But that's another story. So when it comes to that, don't you think more companies would want a more inclusive environment because we learn from each other?
Absolutely. You would think that, but I think that's the disconnect, right? The disconnect is that DE&I is only inclusive of race and gender when it isn't, right? So we're not thinking about like the situations that you just mentioned of those that are on the spectrum, right? We're just not having the broader conversation around who and what these types of programs being cut affect, right? You have cultural and religious, gender differences. You have all of these things that in the workforce just really will be detrimental to kind of society as a whole, but just kind of the workforce as well.
And one thing that you see a lot of on social media, I do not use X for powerful information. It's just a scroll, unless I find an article, that a certain sect of people, particularly white males, felt like they've been left out. But I'm like, nah, y'all still pretty much at the forefront. I mean, as an HR professional, what would you say to that assumption?
Well, that's interesting because just in general, if you just look at the statistics, if you visit the Department of Labor and Bureau Statistics and or McKinsey and Company, they have a lot of reports around diversity in hiring, even by industry. Mm-hmm. And so just on white males alone, they lead the workforce Because again, Black workers only make up about 13% of the U.S. workforce. So it's kind of like not understanding, one, the numbers and the percentages, but understanding like how are you being forced out when you're the most represented.
Hello. This is just about provider. I was like, the math ain't mathing to me.
The math doesn't math.
Not at all. And so finally, for, you know, we're talking about schools, we're talking about workplaces. You know, we have places of worship that are actually culturally mixed, different races, ethnicities go there. So the aspect of DEI, we could bring that into other spaces as well, not just the workforce.
Absolutely. And that's the other part. I think it creates conversation. It creates diversity of thought. And that's the part, right? Like DEI doesn't just represent, again, workforce, but, you know, religious organizations. And it's just really important that all people are represented, because if not, you'll have more of the same. And I don't understand how things change if you have more of the same.
You don't want a homogenous society. We're going to turn to the Hunger Games if that happens. Well, I appreciate you. I knew I needed a professional to come on and break down the definition, because we got to start knowing what we're saying as far as being conversational and being well-informed. That misinformation is one of the killers of this generation. And I just thank you for informing the people what DEI is.
Absolutely. And you know, here's the thing. I encourage people to do one thing, and that's just read. Because guess what? The information is there.
Oh, hallelujah. Can we read, please?
You better go to the Department of Labor while we still have one and check out some of these statistics.
Print it out. Put it in a book. Thank you so much, Tanisha, for calling in. And as we continue this DEI battle and fight, I'm sure I'm going to check in with you once again to see what people's options are, because what the governor did yesterday seems like he just like, whatever. I won't. But that's a whole nother topic.
Exactly.
Thank you, my Sorbaugh and my friends.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.